Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Songs of
Sing it down low for him.
Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Coach D.
And, of course, yours truly, Minister LaDon. Good evening, good evening. And, again, thank you guys for joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. To those of you who are listening to us for the first time, we hope this won't be the last time. And for those of you who are faithful listeners, we thank you for your continued support. And we hope that we're always keeping it here, keeping it fresh here for you on Woman to Woman. Amen?
Amen. Amen. As Minister LaDon said, welcome into the studio on tonight. We are so excited about tonight's show. We often hear a lot of terms. We talk about strong women. We now have a term that you hear often about the alpha woman. We know that women have, over the decades, have become the head of the household, according to society, according to the natural realm. Even on income tax, it asks the question, are you the head of the household? So we have seen a large transition in the family structure. We don't see a lot of households with mothers and fathers, and the fathers are the breadwinners and the head of the home. We're now seeing a lot of single homes with mothers who are the breadwinners, who are managing the home. Oftentimes, there is not a man in the home. And also, we're seeing a new trend, when I say new, a couple of decades, where the women are the breadwinner. They're going out and they're working and they're following their heart in their careers. And we now see house husbands where the husbands are staying home and managing the home and taking care of the children. And so tonight's show that we're going to be discussing, the question that we rise for tonight's show is the alpha woman, myth, madness, or modern day? Again, the alpha woman, myth, madness, or modern day? Amen.
Amen, amen. And we're going to be really breaking down the alpha woman. And, you know, one of the things that I mentioned to Coach D when we were studying, I said, you know what, most women, when they hear the traits and characteristics of an alpha woman, they might think, oh, you know what, that's me. So what we did was we decided to go deep and really get some different opinions or different articles on the alpha woman. And some of us will display a lot of the traits, but we're going to kind of prove, not that in fact that you're an alpha woman, but if you're the alpha in the, you know, in certain circumstances or situations, you'll be able to kind of identify, do I carry those characteristics consistently, or do I carry those characteristics sometimes? And so, again, we are truly, truly excited about tonight's show. Amen.
Amen. So what I would like to do is if you're listening in, whether you're listening in live in the studio or if you're listening in through the internet, and perhaps you may be just listening in to a recorded show, I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite some friends into this show on tonight. What we don't want to do is dictate our opinions of what we believe an alpha woman is. What we would like to be able to do is throw out some information, and then we would like to have open discussions. So we would really like our studio audience to participate. If you're listening in through the internet, you can't do that. You won't be able to participate. So we're going to ask if you could call into the studio. That way you will be able to give your opinions. You will be able to give your comments. Some of you may have some what you believe to be facts in reference to this subject matter. Again, we need this to be an open decision, for it to be exciting, for it to be fresh, so that we can hear diverse opinions regarding this subject. We're going to hear some good things. We're going to hear some not so good things, and we need it to be open. Minister LaDon could share a lot regarding an alpha woman. I could share a lot regarding the alpha woman, but if we don't have the audience feedback, it'll only make it so one-dimensional. And we want it to be multidimensional. We want to hear a lot of different responses. So we're going to give you an opportunity to call into the theater, invite some friends. We've opened up the doors for the men. Men, you're welcome weekly. But when it comes to shows like this, women always got their opinion. And I really believe that it's the opinion of the man that makes it very diverse. And that's what's going to matter, especially if we have women that are married or looking to be married in the future, specifically single women. Because single women are what they consider alpha women when they, by definition. Not that I have embraced the term, not that I actually agree with the term, but by definition, single women are what they consider to be the alpha woman. And Minister LaDon is going to be sharing with us tonight some of those characteristics of what the world or society is calling an alpha woman. And again, we would love to hear the opinion of men. So men, if you're listening through the internet, call into the studio. That number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, that's 646-721-9678. We are asking everyone to call in, but men, we value your opinion. We as women always have opinions, and we think that you could add to tonight's conversation. Again, tonight's show is titled The Alpha Woman: Myth, Madness, or Modern Day. So we'll give everybody a moment to get into the studio, call in, invite your friends. If you have female friends or male friends that have a strong opinion, because I believe that, Minister LaDon, I believe that, and you're going to probably share it in what you're preparing to share as far as characteristics, but I know a lot of men, and I hear men often refer to what they're calling the alpha woman. Men refer to that as controlling women, are angry, bitter women, are bossy women. And so we want to find out, is alpha woman just a cute term for the controlling, bossy, bitter woman? Amen?
Amen. You know, I love that you mentioned that, because that's going to help us break open the show. One of the things that I do want to make sure that I lay down as a foundation is that although women may have characteristics of what society calls the alpha female, one of the things that alpha females are stated to say in these articles or these studies is that they're not bitter and they're not controlling. And we'll get into that a little bit more. And so I'm mentioning that because I do want us to understand, as women, sometimes we get so excited about these different studies that kind of validate or help us to feel like we're validated in where we are in life as far as how we carry ourselves, what we think, or how we behave. And the first thing that we should be looking for validation to come from is the Bible. As long as we align ourselves up with the Bible, and you guys know us here on Woman to Woman, we're always going to take it back to your true source, because we're here to empower our sisters, and we do that to the best of our ability. We're not scientists or, you know, psychologists, but one thing that we are followers of Christ. And as long as you align yourself up with the Bible, you don't really have to worry about all these different studies. And again, I'm taking it back to mentioning that we look at these studies and we feel like, okay, this validates how I behave. But we have to recognize our behavior along with looking at these articles. Because if you just have a bad attitude and you think because you're in a position of power or leadership, it's okay for you to have a bad attitude, that does not make you an alpha female. It doesn't at all. It just makes you a woman with a bad attitude. It makes you a leader with a bad attitude. And so, again, we're going to break down these studies of the alpha female. And while you're listening, we want you to listen with not only your ears, but we want you to listen with your spiritual ears as well. Okay? And so, Coach,
Amen.
Do you have anything that you want to add?
No, I'm excited about tonight's show. And I really, my prayer is that the listening audience, those that's live in the studio, and what I mean by live in the studio, if you actually called into the number and you are listening in, you are live in the studio. And my prayer is that we will get studio participation. Again, this has to be a discussion, and it cannot be based solely on the opinions of Minister LaDonna or Coach D. We really would love to hear feedback from the women and the men. Why we're pushing the men is because oftentimes when it comes to subject pertaining to women, we as women have a lot of opinions. We're very boisterous on how we feel about it, whether we agree or disagree. But men often, in this type of a platform, men are pretty silent. You know, you might see all their various comments all up and down timelines of social media, but they have a tendency to shrink when it comes to platforms such as this to voice their opinions or how they feel about certain things. So we would love and we would be honored to hear some of the feedback from the men. What do you think? Is the alpha male, is the alpha female just another term for a woman that's bossy and controlling? These are things we're going to talk about. So Minister LaDon, I mean, whenever you're ready to start some of these characteristics, again, as Minister LaDon said, we want to make sure, because some of these I read it, and some of the characteristics I could relate to, but a lot of them I couldn't. So you want to make sure that you're not wounded by some of the characteristics that society is saying makes an alpha female. You know, we just want you to hear it, and if anything, if you hear that, wow, a lot of these characteristics sound like me. Before you buy into what society says, you really should seek God or pray about it and find out what is God telling you. Why are you here? Why are you hearing this information? And what should you learn from it? And what should you adjust? Amen?
Amen. Amen. And with that said, we're going to start talking about 21 different ways an alpha woman stands out from everyone else. And then we're going to go into, you know, how to spot an alpha woman. And so, you know, we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. And during our again, this is open discussion. If you have questions, if you just want to add to what's being said, please make sure that you push 1 on your dial pad to be brought into the conversation. And our team, of course, will bring you in. And then when you're done with your question or comment, you're going to press one again on your dial pad so that you can go back out of the studio. Okay, so we're going to start with number 1 of 21 ways an alpha woman stands out from the rest. Number one, she has an almost natural confidence about her that follows her everywhere she goes. It's not loud, it's not abrasive, and it's not attention seeking, but it is positive and endearing. Number two, the way that she does things exists in the space between effort and ease. She never tries to force things that won't fit, nor does she believe in leaving things to chance. She almost always seems to strike somewhere in the virtuous middle, so somewhere in the middle of effort and ease. Number three, she knows there is a difference between wanting to be liked by everyone and treating everyone with class and respect. Number four, she's not a pushover. And if the situation calls for it, she's unafraid to give people the harsh truths that they might not want to hear. Number five, she's got enough backbone and character to know that if she's going to tell the truth, then she better expect the truth from others too. So if you get offended when people tell you the truth about yourself and you love telling other people the truth about themselves, you know, that's one thing you want to pay attention to. Number six, she always knows the difference between positive criticism and negative criticism. With the former, she retains and tries to learn. With the latter, she doesn't sweat it too much. Number seven, she's unafraid to speak her mind, but she also knows when it comes to speaking or silence, common sense should be the guide, because doing either poorly only leads to negative outcomes. And I'm going to run through this, and then we'll break some of this down, but I want to run through it so that you guys get everything before we start breaking everything down. Amen? Number eight, she's got her own sense of style. She doesn't feel the need to buy into society's ridiculous expectations for what one should wear or how one should look. Number nine, she knows the easiest thing in the world is to judge another woman and make comparisons out of insecurity. She's mindful of this and makes every effort not to be intimidated by another woman's beauty, achievement, or success, but because she knows none of those things are a zero-sum game. Number 10. She knows there's always going to be another woman who society will insist is prettier, smarter, more successful, etc. And she knows how to cut out that noise that she says should be more, that cut out the noise that says she should be more like that other woman. No, she believes in being more like the best version of herself. Number 11. She knows how to walk away from relationships that are harmful, not just romantic relationships, but friendships, work contacts, etc. We're going to put a pin in that because we're going to come back. Number 12, she knows the difference between compromising for a relationship and settling into a relationship because of fear, boredom, or both. Number 13, she doesn't believe in using people for selfishly motivated gains. In any and all relationships, she believes in reciprocity and always, and also giving without expecting anything back. Number 14, she seeks out a strong support group around her because she knows that everyone needs help, love, and support. But she also knows that everyone must fundamentally believe they are enough. Number 15, when she's got a problem, she puts it in perspective. Is this a big problem? Is this a speed bump? She tries to keep the small things small and deals with the big ones the best way she can. I want everybody to hear that, the best way she can. Number 16, she knows how to communicate her needs from those around her without making assumptions. She knows that it's always better to ask than to assume. Number 17, she knows how to commit to getting something she wants and how to be single-minded about it. But she also knows that failure is a part of life. She doesn't let it kill her spirit, but lets it invigorate her to see opportunities or gain a new perspective. Key and very important. Number 18, she knows how to deal with her emotions and put them into perspective. She knows that it's okay to be vulnerable and weak. She knows that strength comes from these places. She knows that everything we feel should be acknowledged even when it doesn't need to be acted upon. Number 19, she knows that having balance in how you live your life now is one of the most important keys to a successful, fulfilling life. Whether it's work or play, she believes that she should put effort into her life, but never forget to also enjoy it. Number 20, she doesn't believe in regrets, not because she doesn't think people should learn from their past. She absolutely does think people should learn from their past, but she knows that regrets have a tendency to keep people crippled in their past, and she definitely doesn't believe in doing that. And number 21, regardless of any bad days or funks she gets into, she never lets it permanently damage her outlook on life. She believes that hope and faith are always worth having and that tomorrow can always be a better day. And that is the 21 ways that an alpha woman stands out from everyone else. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's interesting because I guess there are so many different versions of what the definition of an alpha woman is. So that one was very positive, very, very positive. And hearing that one, it would really make you want to be an alpha woman. but I don't know that that's a true version. And this is just Coach D's opinion. I'm not sure if that's a true version of when people call an alpha woman, if that gives a lot of the positives, but there are some negatives to that term alpha woman that was not expressed on there that I think should be expressed because there's pros and cons in everything. There's opposition in everything. And so I think there should be some areas that do show or show some of the I guess it would be considered the cons of that term.
Well, we're definitely going to go into the cons, but this is, again, the 21 ways that an alpha woman stands out from the rest. One of the things that I do want to point out, too, as well, is that when we're talking about, you know, how we opened the show stating, you know, always go back to the Bible, because some people are going to look at women in leadership or women in positions of what society would call power, what society would call success, and label them an alpha woman. But there's like you said, there's always a positive way to carry yourself in every essence or every arena of your life, in every circumstance, in every situation. The essence of who you are should manifest. And so if you're being labeled as an alpha woman, you don't have to carry the negative effects. And some people might look at you and see negative because they're jealous or they're envious. But again, you would stand out in these 21 different ways. We'll talk about the characteristics and traits. And again, some people will see them as positive and some people will see them as negative. And then we'll talk about how to spot an alpha woman. We're going to talk about the 9 ways to spot an alpha woman. When you are in a crowd, you can figure out who is the alpha in that crowd. And the alpha can be, you know, it's like we learn in Vertical Leap and Boss, which is one of the best leadership programs for youth and adults that you'll ever experience. But you learn that there's a 3%er, an 87%er, and a 10%er. 3%ers are still leaders, but they lead negatively. I mean, sorry, 3%ers are leaders, they lead positively. 10%ers are still leaders, but they lead negatively. And 87% of people are followers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have a question that just came to mind. How do you think men, and I know you have to come into your own, but men, and I'm not sure because you're not a man, that you would not have a, you know, you may not have an answer to this, but how do men receive alpha women? And I say that because I'm using the term alpha woman, but there's another term that speaks of independent or strong woman. And a lot of times I hear women who are independent complain that they're having a hard time finding or having a hard time, finding a suitable gentlemen to date and or even to marry because men have a tendency to be intimidated or turned off by independent women. Again, I know we're women, and I don't know we have any men in the audience listening in that could answer that question. We would love to hear what the audience thinks. If you have a comment or question at any time through the course of this show, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that will let our team know that you have a question or a comment. We would love, again, to hear your opinion on tonight's subject matter. But, Minister LaDon, what is your take? Are you familiar with that? Have you heard women speak of that before?
Well, you know, one of the things is whether it's women or men, a lot of people can be intimidated by the alpha female. And men who are intimidated by the alpha female are men who have insecurities. I know that's going to rub a lot of people, a lot of men who may be listening might rub them the wrong way, but it truly is that they have insecurities because some of the things that they, some of the characteristics of an alpha female is just that, again, she doesn't sugarcoat situations. She believes in putting forth effort, planning, organizing, sacrificing to accomplish her goals. She really has a good head on her shoulders. And because of this, a lot of men want to go in and when an alpha male, a female is on a roll, she's established, she knows where she's going, she knows what she wants. And we're going to talk about one of the things that she does is she does set goals for herself or she lives by purpose, on purpose. And so a lot of men can be intimidated by that because they want to come in and they want to lead and they want to lead in certain directions. And she's already taking leadership. Her leadership should first and foremost come from God. And so if a male comes in, he would ease right on in there if he's being led by God. If he's not being led by God, there's no way for him to even keep up with her. There's no way for him to even be on her level. There's this thing that Pastor Stephen Furtick said, and I thought it was so – I think it – no, it was actually not Stephen Furtick. It was Tyler Perry, and he was talking about when a space shuttle goes up into space, you know, those boosters will fall off because of the level that the shuttle is going to, and they cannot go to that level. There's no way physically for them to go to that level, and that's how men and women can be in an alpha person's life, and anybody's life, but especially an alpha person's life. If a man is intimidated, he cannot – He doesn't exist on the level that you exist on. So, yes, he will be intimidated. He will try to make you feel smaller than what you are. So he might come in with maybe comments on the way you dress and try and get you to dress a certain way. Any way that he can pick in there and get a position of power, he's going to try and do it. It may be that he's trying to take leadership financially, and he doesn't have his stuff together, but he's trying to lead you in how you should run your finances. He may get upset by comments when you're being truthful. Alpha women have the tendency to be truthful, and it's kind of like no holds barred with their truth. And so men who are intimidated cannot accept that at all. Let me think of other ways. I'm trying to pull up, you know, the other ways that I have in my notes. But again, mentally, emotionally, even physically, the men will try and take power from an alpha female because of where she is in life. They're attracted to you. They're definitely attracted to you. They're definitely, like, there's this pull that you have on that man. And so they want to be around you. They want to be in your circle. When we start talking about the characteristics of an alpha woman, you'll understand why. So they're definitely attracted to you, but they can't hold on to you. So they find ways to try and hold on to you. And a lot of it will be mentally, because they have to get into your mind in order to control your mind. And once they control your mind, then they control different aspects of your life. But they'll get in again by trying to come in with some type of negative criticism of something about you, the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you talk, the way you, the job that you have, the way you carry yourself on job. Oh, baby, you don't need that job. You should get a different job. Different things like that. They'll come in and they'll try and take over. Versus, you know, it might be a little pinprick, but it's more, the more you open yourself up to their responses, the more you open yourself up to moving according to their responses, the more they get leverage or a hold and try and get a strong position in your brain mentally. The good thing about alpha females is, again, we heard that although you can get to a place where you get down, or, you know, you're feeling those challenges, you will not allow yourself to be overwhelmed by that. You'll fight and you'll kick until you get out of that situation. Amen. Does that help? You know, alpha women don't believe in whining. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything. you know, I love discussions like this. I absolutely love discussions like this. I like discussions where that you and I both have, like, very strong opinions on what we feel a certain, like, you know, certain topic matter are. So what you explained was clear. I definitely listened and heard it. And I agree to some levels of it. I do know that, you know, since we're using the term alpha, I don't like that term. I feel very, very uncomfortable with that term, alpha woman, as some of you may be able to, you know, pick up. I feel very uncomfortable with that term, alpha woman, but I'm going to use it for the sake of the subject matter on tonight. But when we speak of alpha woman, one of the things I liked about the characteristics that you list earlier is because in all what you said, as you were describing the characteristics of an alpha woman, is that an alpha woman has not become arrogant and self-consumed and operate in narcissistic behavior, that she should know, or she knows when to, she knows how to give up her position of leadership when need be and know how to follow. And and I think that's the key here, because when a woman, and I'm talking to Christian women, I'm not talking to the world. When you come on our show, my opinions is going to be based on, as Mr. LaDon said, the Word of God. And in the Word of God, he makes it very clear what the positioning is. He makes it very clear, you know, the women are to submit to their own husbands, and the men are to love and take care of their women, their wives, as you know, as Christ takes care of the church. So, saying that, as I can understand, and just speaking on behalf of some of the men, I get it with a man comes in with his own insecurities, and that's what you said is very true. But then there you got the other thing where a man comes in who is secure, and it's difficult when this woman has been controlling the reins forever. So it's sometimes difficult for alpha women to let go of their reign, to be able to know how to let go of their reign, and not to give up their identity or their, you know, necessarily their independence, but how to let go of their reign and allow this man to allow this man into their heart and their mind, so that he could become the head of the household. Now, I had a conversation over the weekend with someone I've been knowing for many, 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 many years, family member, who spoke with great wisdom. And he had came to visit because he wanted to see my new home, and we hadn't seen each other in a long time. And he was saying, you know, I see that you desire a husband, and I see you often speak of that. He said, but you have to know that if you got a husband, I'm not, he said, your husband would have to provide a home for you. And when he said that, he couldn't have said nothing truer. Now, this may not work for every woman, but it would be hard for me to, I have a beautiful home, but it would be hard for me for a man to move into my home because I've been the head of my home for 16 years. I've been running my household. So it would be hard for a man to move into my household and take his rightful position as head of the household. And now I'm being transparent. A lot of women won't be real like that about that. A lot of women say, oh, no, I won't have a problem with it, blah, 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 blah. But the first time y'all get in an argument, guess who has to pack up and go running? You know, you know, either one or two things. Either the man's going to have to constantly find himself packing his bag every time something go wrong if there's not that maturity understanding there, or either she may be packing up her stuff, moving out of her own home, depending on how mature this man is, because you know, making sure that he doesn't intimidate her to the point where she feels threatened to stay in her own home. So basically his point was is that him as a man, he would never put himself in a position to move into a home, into his woman's, you know, now his wife's home, that would be something that they would either have to buy jointly. He was in buy jointly. But I think that a lot of women can move to a man's home if the man is the provider, and if he's providing a home for the woman. A lot of times women can move into a man's home. I don't know. I'm getting on a rant race, so I'm going to back up a little bit, Minister Ladai, and let you take the wheel.
You know, as we're talking about alpha and non-alpha, one of the things that I clearly want to put out there is that there is a such thing as being too assertive. When you're too assertive, they call it aggressive. And so knowing the harmony, you know, some people call it balance. I call it harmony. Knowing the harmony of what flows and how things work will make it easier for alpha females in relationships. There's so many different types of pitfalls that we can fall into or we can walk into, and as alpha women going into relationships, there's sometimes because we know what we want. Like one of the characteristics of alpha women is their career is a priority, whether it's business, whether it's job, being top on their job, their career is a priority. They take not necessarily just pride, but it's they take great value in making sure that their career is top notch. So again, it could be walking into a job and being number one on your job. And the reason why I'm bringing all of that out is just to say, to go back into, you know, you have to know your harmony. You have to know your flow when you get into relationships with other men, with men. We look for someone that we feel like is our equal. Or not, let me pull away from equal, but someone that we feel like can lead us. And when you're looking for a leader, you have to know the traits of a leader. And so alpha women that are listening, make sure that you know the traits of leadership. And definitely make sure that you're being led by God as you go into relationships, because everyone has their issues. Everybody has their thing. You're going to encounter people who have issues and people who have things. But as long as you allow God to lead and direct and guide, you'll know how to be in step with it's a dance, and you'll know how to be in rhythm of that dance. And so, again, learn how to recognize the traits of leadership. Just because a man look good, smell good, do whatever good, doesn't make him necessarily good. You know, a lot of times we're so driven by what society says we should look for in a man. But the first thing you should look for is a man of God who is a leader, especially when you're a leader.
Amen. 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 Well, that's, amen. You know, when you think about that, even, you know, when you say that, so true. Because whether we're speaking about an alpha male, an alpha female, basically we're talking about leaders. And when we're talking about a good leader, a strong good leader knows how to follow. They know when respect is due. And I say that because I often, my mentor, who is an alpha male for sure, he often, you know, one of the things I noticed about him through all the years of me knowing him is that when he goes into somebody else's home, whether that's somebody else's business, but somebody else's environment, he knows how to submit. And whether a man, you know, a lot of men see submission as a sign of weakness, but if they only knew the power of submission, it comes with the ultimate respect. And it gives you power. And women, that's another thing. I always thought when I was younger, when they talk about women submit to your husband, oh, my God, I seen that like a taboo. What you mean, submit? You know, what you mean? Because I seen that as superior, that he would have superiority over me. I seen that as kind of the only thing I could see when I would hear the word submit at that time is I seen chains. I seen slavery. That was my perception. That was my picture that I seen when I heard the word submit. I would get these visions. And so it made it very difficult for me in relationships because I did not understand. I heard this word, but nobody never took the time to truly teach me what submission meant. And a lot of women are having difficulties in their marriages or in their relationships because they don't understand that term submit. And I guarantee you, if that's what I envisioned when I heard the term, I'm sure there's other women out there that envision that either at one point in their life or still envision it. I hear a whole lot of women talking about, I ain't submitting to nothing. You know, because they see it as a form of slavery, but it really isn't. And I did a study on submission, and submission is a sign of, it's really a sign of power, because submission, you're saying to the other person, I'm allowing you to have some form of authority in my life. I'm giving you that power to do that. You're not taking it. It's not forced, because submission is an act. It has to be an act of willingness. You know, because if it's not, because submission is an act of willingness, slavery is forced upon you. And they're two different things, but oftentimes people see them both as the same thing. And so, again, as I was saying, my mentor, I seen when he goes into other people's environment or people of authority, he respects the authority. And even though he's a man of great power and authority, he knows how to submit. And because he knows how to submit, it gives him power and it gives him favor. So if we women learn how to submit to our men, husbands, when I say men, because it says submit to your own husband, we don't realize that women who submit are powerful because they've gained favor in their submission.
Amen. 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 Amen to that. Wow. Wow. That was absolutely great. And I hope everybody heard the difference. I hope everybody understood exactly the clarity that you were bringing out, because so many people are so enslaved to the letter. So many people are so enslaved to what the world dictates is the meaning of something, rather than being a slave to the spirit of the thing instead of the letter of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
yes.
Amen. If we have any questions from our list, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Minister Lida. No, go ahead.
One of the things I was going to say while we're, Coach D and I are in our discussion, is if we have any questions, any comments from our listening audience, please make sure that you press 1 on your dial pad. That way our team will know that you have a question or comment, and our team will be able to bring you in so that you can just take part in the discussion of tonight's show. Again, press 1 on your dial pad. And that'll let our team know that you have something that you would like to add to this dialogue.
Amen. Well, we're definitely getting towards the end of my show. My gosh, this show went too quick. I mean, we're already at an hour, and it went very quickly. Minister LaDon, thank you for bringing some great points, some great characteristics of the alpha woman. I think a lot of great things were said. Again, I really wish that we would have had the audience participation, because I think it would have just added another layer to the discussion, and hopefully we would get more participation. I am excited. We are halfway through the month of September. I believe that we have, I believe that for the month of September we have, we only have one more Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the 26th, would be our last week in September. And I'm letting you all know that's listening in, the month of October, OMG, is going to be amazing. The month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we are so excited. We have a special guest that's going to be opening it up the first Wednesday in October, which I believe is the 3rd. October the 3rd, we have, Tracy Evanson. Now she is not Evanson anymore, but I'll let her share that. She is the CEO and founder of Healed Women Heal. Healed Women Heal. And she has done some dynamic things as it pertains to domestic violence. She shares her testimony, and she has a ministry that helps women in these situations. And so we're going to be having her open us up for the month of October. And every Wednesday for the month of October, we will be listening to women who are survivors of domestic violence. We're not saying that only women go through that. There are men that go through that. Oftentimes men are not as transparent or verbal about the domestic abuse that they have suffered, but women seem to be a little bit more outspoken. If you do know men that have been through domestic violence who are willing to share their journey, please feel free to inbox us, direct message me here on Facebook, and I would be more than glad to speak with the person to see if they would be a great candidate for the month of October. But again, each Wednesday in the month of October, we're going to have women that's going to come on that's going to give their testimony, and it's a testimony of tragedy, but in triumph. You know, they're survivors, and they survived through it, and they're going to encourage and give hope to others who are out there trying to survive through, trying to no longer be a victim, but be a victor. Amen. So we're excited about that. Also, we ask that you all tune in on Thursday night to Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D, as I continue to give practical principles unto perception from the Word of God. And so we will be, that's on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then this coming Tuesday, which is September the 25th, we will have Minister Tamika De La Cruz, who will be hosting Cheek to Cheek. And again, Cheek to Cheek is the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. It is a support group for families who are dealing with loss of a loved one. And so, again, feel free to tune in on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. We thank you for your continual support. If our shows are a blessing to you, please share it with others. And Minister LaDon, do you want to close out and say anything?
Just thank you guys for listening to our program. We hope that you have truly enjoyed what we brought tonight. And remember, we always have our links available after the show, so you can go ahead and share the show with someone that you know. Thank you for tuning in, and have a good evening.
Amen. Good night.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Songs of love and songs of
joy. Woman to woman. Yeah.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Ha ha ha.